Welcome to another edition of the Dementia Care Partner Talk Show. Now, here's dementia care expert Tipa Snow and your host, Greg Phelps.
Do you live outside the continental United States? Well, in 2024, Tipa Snow and members of the Positive Approach to Care team will be hosting events in Australia, Hawaii, Malaysia, the United Kingdom, and more. You don't want to miss seeing Tipa live, so to see if she's coming to a city near you, visit www.tipasnow.info/world and select your location. We hope to see you there.
Hello and welcome to Tipa Snow's Dementia Care Partners podcast. I'm your host, Greg Phelps, and joining me as usual is Tipa Snow. And Tipa, I don't like making assumptions, but I'm going to assume that most of our listeners are dealing directly with dementia in some form or another. Some may be early stage themselves, while others could be looking after mom, dad, spouse, working in dementia care. Let's talk about how far Positive Approach to Care has come in helping provide answers and information about dementia, because our previous podcast, we sort of went over some of the other side. But what are you doing to get the message out there? Public meetings, private meetings, staff care meetings? How do we get the information out there? Because there's new stuff that people should know.
There is new stuff. And I've been active in the field for 45 years. And what we initially believe, 90% of it is not true or modified in some fashion. And we have really revised. It happens almost on a weekly, monthly basis. I mean, I just was at the Salk Institute and going to the Adler annual conference, and it was like whole new thinking patterns are emerging. Now, some of the old stuff is still present and people are digging deep, but on other cases, it's like, oh, so this is a whole area. Wow. Okay. So I think we have to be open to the idea that it's never a done deal. But we are doing a lot on every social media platform we know about, in venues where we have access to professionals, to developing professionals, otherwise known as schools, to people who are in the trenches dealing with living with dementia, whether it's themselves living with dementia or having someone they care about living with dementia. And then in the general public and kids looking at brain fitness, brain health and brain diversity to start recognizing, you know, people are different, but we do want to keep in mind that there are risk factors. So what can we do to minimize risk, improve quality of life? What are the answers we do have? What are some strategies that do work? What are some techniques that can make a difference? And not saying we're curing things, we're preventing things, we're eliminating things. We aren't. We're helping people figure out how to live with, minimize, maximize, optimize, or in some cases, just sort of like get your hands and head around what's going on here so you know where you stand.
So we started out with sort of the Model A in dementia care, and now we're sort of up to today's, you know, nice fancy cars. But we're looking ahead. We're looking, there's a little robot on the moon right now. Yeah. So do you see things coming that give you hope? Like there's no medicine that's sort of, you know, we're just one test away from being able to, it's we're not there yet. We're somewhere in that middle.
We are. And I mean, I guess the disappointing thing is people say in 5 years or in 2 years or in a year or this next study. And it's like, okay, let's pause and let's say, you know, I think we're making great progress, and those folks should keep working in the progress areas and they should be open to change just as we are. But in the area of care, one of our biggest challenges is how do we let people know what's available when they need it versus after the fact or when they're in the deep weeds and they're really struggling and we're having to dig out of holes versus avoid the potholes to start with. Try this road, not that road. And I think we're working hard to try to get further back in where things start to say, you know, I think what we may be looking at is some brain change here. So, let's get it looked at carefully before it becomes really significant and see, is it one of these ones where we're going to have to adjust our lives and our our talents? Or is it one that, oh, you know what? You get some thyroid medication, spit spot, it's dealt with. Oh, you know what? Let's control your blood pressure and we can take the pressure off, quote unquote, for quite some time. I think we're getting smarter and we're getting better at getting the word out, but we're still, I'd say 50% of the time, it's too late for many people to get it when it would have been optimal for them to get what we have to offer. So they didn't go in the ditch, I think is your phrase often, go in the ditch and then have to try to figure out how to get the car out of the ditch when you're exhausted, it's raining, you can't get anybody to come out and pull, and you feel like, I just want to give up. I don't see a way out of this. And it's like, ooh, let's stop that from happening. And that's where we're trying our best to let people know there is somebody out there. There will be a wrecker coming. I mean, you can get some support if you are stuck, but let's also see if we can't get you before you get on that one dead end road that doesn't go where you want to go. Honestly, it doesn't.
So Tipa used to be sort of the voice in the wilderness, and you were out there, you know, talking about Model A's, and now we're talking about, you know, fancier cars. Do you see a change in the audience's expectations of what you're able to do? Because you're sort of, you've got a bit of a miracle worker myth. Can you fix people?
I cannot fix anybody but myself. And even that's a hard work. I haven't successfully completed the fix. I'm always working on it. It's always a work in progress. I think people, when they try out the things and they have them, oh my God, this actually works with my mom. That moment of, for them, it's an epiphany. For me, it's like, cool, you use some techniques that change the dynamic. In this case, compared to what you were experiencing before, it was like, wow, this is a super fast car. It's like, there's still a brick wall up there. Don't get carried away with yourself because, you know, it's going to be a challenge. If people are expecting miracles, they'll be disappointed. If they're expecting tools for a toolkit, I think we're working really well to help people really understand, look, there's tools and here's how you use them. Why don't you practice so we can give you some feedback so you'd be a better carpenter or a better plumber? But it's a construction trade, not a sales pitch. I mean, we don't do sales pitch.
A friend of mine used to say, when the only tool you have is a hammer, everything begins to look like a nail. So I think your toolkit is quite complete now. You got spanners in there and crescent wrenches. You got all sorts of tools in there.
We've been trying hard to make sure we keep up with what's possible to put in the toolkit and make sure it works. And then put it in there and then look at some of the things we had in there and go, ooh, you know, maybe it's time to retire this. Well, we haven't found many things to retire. We have retired a couple, but most of the time it's like, huh, let's add this one for this situation. Not let's get rid of the basics, because we haven't really found that many basics we want to throw out, actually.
Tipa, thank you very much.
Thanks, Greg.
You've been listening to the Dementia Care Partners podcast. For more information, go to tipasnow.com.
Hi, I'm Tipa Snow, and you just found our YouTube channel and watched one of our videos. I'm the owner and founder of Positive Approach to Care. Thanks for watching. And if you liked, if you have a comment about, or you would, please share it with people you know. Ooh, and if you haven't yet done it, consider subscribing. We'll let you know when the next new video comes out. And you might want to visit our website, www.tipasnow.com, where you'll find other resources as well. See you there.